Red Edition, welcome. An 80-year-old woman. She just got married again for the fourth time. And so she was interviewed, and the interviewer said to her, hey, tell me about the occupation of your current husband and the husbands before him. She kind of got four of them. And he said, well, she said, my new husband is a funeral director. My other husbands were in order. One was a banker, one was a circus ringmaster, and one was a preacher. Now, of course, as I've already said, she said the last one, the current one, is a funeral director. And he said, wow, that's kind of interesting. That's a diverse kind of set of men. And she said, I married one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. If you got all that, rewind this and you can put it all together. Hey, hey, it's hard to imagine now that the People's Party of Canada, which has only been in existence for a couple of weeks, actually has 21,000 members. 21,000. I think the Conservative Party of Canada has like 100, and they've been around forever. And whenever they have a nomination or an election, people have to go out and sell memberships. It's kind of a screwed up system, but they sell memberships, and a lot of people that buy them, they do it just to vote for their person, and they're not necessarily members or want to be members of the party. This is a group of people who want to be part of a movement, of a change. And there's actually, I said 21,000, I'm rounding it off from Maxine's email to me this morning, 20,500. And that's just in the first few days. It's actually very amazing. And they've also raised $338,000. Amazing again. You know what? Maybe there really is a movement coming to Canada. Thank goodness. We kind of need one. Politically, right is right and left is wrong. And all the parties we have now in Canada are pretty much left. It's time. Give, give, give. That's what the governments of Canada do. And now they're saying, we want to give you free childcare. They want to raise your kids. That's what you do when you're a commie, right? You got to get into the little guy's brain and you bring him up till he's got no brain. And then you kind of live happily ever after if you're one of the elite people, okay? You're always giving. And now they're wanting to give so you can look after your kids. You can't give kids parents. That's what somebody needs to give, and you can't do it. You being the government, you got to leave people alone. Good bloody grief. Reduce our taxes. We want small taxes, small government, huge, big opportunity. That can't happen when you got a left-wing government leading the country. Dairy farmers and many, many other people in Canada. This NAFTA thing, I get such a kick out of it. Trump is strutting around saying, I did a great thing. The Canadian people are strutting around saying, I did a great thing. Who's right? I mean, did everybody win? Usually, not everybody wins in a deal. Somebody always kind of does a little bit better than the other person. Let me give you an example about the Canadian thing. Firstly, you got a bunch of midgets in Canada in terms of negotiating, dealing with Hulk Hogan, which of course would be the Trump and his administration. And now you got the Canadians saying, we won, we won. The dairy farmers now, though, they're saying, hey, we didn't win. Now you've allowed American dairy farmers to come into our place, into our space, and we're going to get hurt. Canada says, that's okay, we'll compensate you. Really, how do you win? I don't know, I'm almost out of words. How do you win something like that? I mean, these liberals, they are so wacky. They gave what they had to give in order to be part of this agreement with and to America. And it was a bad deal for Canada, a very bad deal. And now they're saying we did a good deal, and then they're coming into the back door and they're paying the farmers. So as a Canadian citizen, is it a good deal for you? Well, of course not, because you're paying the farmer anyway. I mean, nothing has changed. I mean, good bloody grief. And these people actually walk among us, these liberals, they're actually saying things like, aren't we good? You're not, actually, you're good. You're good for nothing. This is terrible. And every sector has an example like that. I mean, they're compensating the people. Oh, we lost this in the negotiations, so we're going to give it back to you this way. A subsidy. I mean, the subsidies, tax and spend, and everybody loses. I mean, wow, I could go on and on. But you got to say then that Canada lost in the negotiations. A Canadian member of parliament said this recently. All three levels of government in Canada agree on the magnitude of the problem of homelessness, which has a social and economic impact on every community. We must provide affordable housing. Well, he's really saying that they've won, right? They've won. They've socialized the masses of the great unwashed. I mean, really? Affordable housing? I hear that term always. How about having an affordable country? We'll look after the housing. Of course, nobody can afford a house. It takes years to get a permit. And all of that is reflected in a cost somewhere. And then you get all these dumbheads walking around saying things like he's saying. We need affordable housing. Every community talks like that, like they want to save us. Leave us alone and we can save ourselves. Hey, y'all, come back tomorrow. Gonna have more for you from the right. See ya.